It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the RGDFS Tournament Takes podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kirkwood, screen name Kirk D's, back again for week 10 with my boys, Mr. Notorious, Noto, Derek Farnsworth, at underscore RG Notorious, I believe, on Twitter. And then, of course, Bobby Gomes. Everybody knows Bobby Gomes, Millie Maker winner, Sim lover. I could go on and on. Boston sports hater. But what's up, fellas? How are we doing? Good week last week. I had a good week, so I'm happy. But how did you do, Noto?
Yeah, good to hear you had a good week. I almost broke even to the cent, so a week that I'll take. What about you, Bobby?
I broke even pretty much. Need a winning week, though, like a actual like plus EV strong week this week, week 10. Like to have one of those, but because I honestly don't think that's been the case pretty much all NFL for me. Like I'm just always around or below. So that's how like week one and week two. So we need to get on track here.
Yep. I went Aaron Jones everywhere, and he did it good enough to get me there. I played Dak on DK. I finally had a good DK week. Played Dak with CD, AJ Brown, and then who knows? I don't even remember the rest of my lineup, but it was a good week. Gave out, it was 1-1 on the UFC picks I gave out. The problem is, I just want to say it right now, I felt pressured to recommend the play that lost because of the last name, her name was Gomes. So of course, Gomes. I tried to feed it. You know, I tried to sneak
just
it in.
Blame it on thinking, me. Just blame it on me.
You can't trust a Gomes in anything. And let me tell you, you just can't trust a Gomes.
Except an Addy.
There you go.
But yeah, but those are over. Those are over. Yeah. I went out on top for the ad reads. I was the last ad reader.
Why are we done with the ad reads? Did they just decide that they didn't want to do them? Do we get overtime here? What's the deal?
No, I think it was only going for half the season, and then they didn't want to bother people from there. You know,
they got so many sales, they didn't need us anymore.
Yeah, they didn't need us because of all
the Gomes bump.
Yeah, exactly.
But all right, this slate last week was kind of tough. I feel like this slate is a little better. Noto, are you up on news?
As much as I can be, yeah. You know, it's a little busy with the NBA NFL overlap, but yeah.
I mean, basically, the big news is just Cincinnati, right? With like T. Higgins out.
So, yeah, we got T. Higgins out. On the other side of the game, Nico Collins and Damian Pierce are both out, and then Jamar Chase is questionable. So, could be a lot of good plays in that game. Minnesota looks like T.J. Hockenson's questionable. Osborne's questionable. There's a small chance Justin Jefferson's back, so we'll want to keep an eye on that one. Other than that, Zay Jones is out for the Jaguars. Curtis Samuel questionable again.
And so that should be good for Dotson. And we got Kyler Murray coming back.
Sir.
The return. So I think that should help. And everybody's still priced really low on Arizona, so that should help. But as far as we got 10 games, we don't have we've got two decently high totals. We've got the Detroit at the Chargers game with a 48.5 point total. Jared Goff returning back to L.A., where his small hand, is that the thing? In cold weather, he's just bad with his tiny hands. Is it tiny hands? Is that true?
I think that's the narrative, yeah.
Yeah. So nice weather for him. Then Houston at Cincinnati. So, I mean, Stroud is incredible. I watched that game. And not only did the game just go off, but, like, Stroud is, like, an unbelievable quarterback. He is such an accurate passer. It's crazy. Like, he threw some freaking dimes in that game. And I was just, like, taken away. I couldn't believe it. And, of course, like, Noah Brown. Like, that was just such a crazy week in that game. But and if you had that game, you just smashed. Tank Dell went off. But Miko's out, so this should be a good game again with Cincy. There's value on both sides, should be. And then we get San Francisco back in our lives, -3 heading to Jacksonville. Should be a good game, 45-point total. Two others with decently high, the Washington at Seattle, 44.5. And then Atlanta at Arizona is 43 with the return of Kyler Murray. All right. We're going to do the short and sweet. We're going to do what we always do. We're going to start at the running back position, head over to QB, align that with our wide receivers for our stacks, talk about our favorite tight ends. Bobby has been preparing for the last couple of nights, I know, up with offensive line stats, defensive line stats. He's got a couple of defenses that he's excited to share, so I can't wait for that, for his segment. And then we'll close it out with our favorite stacks. I might throw a couple of UFC plays in there for tomorrow. I'm still working on it, but man, it's a banger of a card. If you're not, if you're at all interested in UFC, tomorrow's card should be a lot of fun. But anyways, I'll start off. So I look at the blitz most plays, and then I'll compare that with Thorman snaps and pace, which I always do. And they're kind of all over the place. So Cardi has New Orleans at Minnesota with the most plays. There's some interesting spots in that game we'll get into. Then right behind that, he's got Cleveland at Baltimore and then Green Bay at Pitt. And then Thorman snaps and pace for up and pace games. He's got Washington at Seattle, Detroit at the Chargers, who happened, that was the fourth ranked for Cardi's most plays. And then Atlanta, Arizona, and New Orleans, Minnesota. So those are the faster paced games. But we'll find plays from all over. So starting it off at the running back last week, running back, man, I loved it. Cause I just played Aaron Jones over everybody, but this feels like a lot. Like we don't have any like auto plays. Like if there's Joe Mixon looks really good. Rashad White's usage looks incredible. He's also probably a little will be a little overowned because of his massive week last week and playing Tennessee, who's good at stopping the run. I mean, people are just going to continue to jam Tony Pollard in every single week. And so he's supposed to be popular this week. If you can get to CMC, I mean, that sounds lovely to me. If I could make that happen, people just love playing Bijan Robinson with he's down to a 6K price tag. So will they stop or are they martingaling gonna ride it out with him? But that's always been interesting to me because it's like people say, oh, this is guy's bad chalk, but then they're recommending Bijan, who obviously doesn't have the role that we want him to or everyone wants it to. Aaron Jones is in the mix, Eckler's in the mix, Kenneth Walker. I flamed out with Singletary. It was dumb. The usage was there. Bad play, though. It was just a tough, tough matchup for him. But, Noto, out of all those guys, who are you honing in on for this week?
Yeah, a lot of good plays. None that really stand out, like you mentioned. I do like Tony Pollard quite a bit. I just think the Cowboys are going to have to establish a run at some point if they do want to, you know, be Super Bowl contenders. I think it's a good week to do it. Giants, one of the worst run defenses, 16-point home favorites. Seems like a good spot to get him going a little bit. Don't know what to do with Mixon. I'll leave that up to you guys. I've been biased with him for quite a while, so I'll get your guys' take on Mixon. I do like the bounce back for Singletary. You mentioned the usage was there. Looking back, you talked about Vita Vea. You just can't run on him. And we played him anyway. But, yeah, much better matchup against the Bengals. And with no Nico, maybe they lean on the run a little bit more. And then I don't know if I could do Bijan again. It's just absolutely ridiculous. They take him out every time they get near the goal line. They ran a jet sweep for Jonnu Smith at the one-yard line. He ended up losing like 5 yards. Arthur Smith just hates DFS. He hates fantasy. So, I don't know what I'm doing there. But I think CMC is interesting against the Jags. And I do like Kenneth Walker as sort of a leverage play off of the passing game, because I do think, you know, Geno and his pass catchers are going to be pretty popular.
What are you looking at, Bobby?
Yeah, so starting with, like, Joe Mixon chalk, Noto obviously has his biases. I have my biases. I don't want to play Joe Mixon chalk, so he looks pretty strong and everything, but it's going to be someone that if I had to choose between him, a guy like Pollard, or a guy like CMC or Bijan, like I would just prefer getting away from Mixon. I think that makes the most sense. I don't mind Alexander Mattison at 5'5". Blitz talks about that game being paced up. I think it's a fine price tag. People hate playing Mattison. Don't mind going to him. Pollard at 7'3" is fine. I'll continue to play him. On weeks that I'm not playing a guy like Mixon, a guy like Mixon, spending up to McCaffrey makes sense at 9'2". So I don't hate that play. Etienne, I don't mind at 7'1". I think that's pretty interesting, just with the volume that he's kind of seen throughout the season in this Jacksonville offense. Don't hate the prospect of getting to some ETN. That's pretty much it. What are your thoughts, Kirky?
You know, I'm actually on the other side of you guys this week. I have been watching Joe Mixon, and I think he looks pretty good this season. I don't know if that's a hot take or what, but he looks like he's got more juice than he's had in last seasons, and his price is cheap. He gets a massive workload. Like, we can count on the volume. He's being utilized in the passing game. You know, as usual, he had 5 receptions last week. You know, he didn't have the greatest rushing game last week, but the week before against San Francisco, he looked pretty good to me. He scored touchdowns in back-to-back games. That's what you want out of this guy. You've got T. Higgins out. You've got Jamar Chase a little bit hobbled. If Jamar plays, I'm going to play Jamar, but I mean, I'll probably just – I don't mind having both of these guys, even if they both are – I think they're both going to smash. It's just a good situation for them. And we've seen with these Houston games, it seems like every Houston game just freaking blows through the roof. So I'm actually on board. Like, normally I'd be with you guys, and I think I was earlier in the season. We were talking about how that last week – that remember that week last year that where he absolutely nuked that one slate? I'll be looking for that this week. I think he's a good play this week. So a little bit different. Have you guys tried trying to make McCaffrey work at all?
I like if you're not playing Mixon, CMC, I think, is the guy to spend up for in that scenario. Especially, like, I think people are going to try to play Jacksonville defense on the low end. So knowing that I'm the defensive guy, I don't know. I like CMC a good bit.
Yeah, he scored in every game, 13 touchdowns in 8 games this season. And I like him over Eckler for sure if you are paying up a running back, just whether you can get to him or not. Couple other guys, Aaron Jones, are you playing him again? Kirk, and then who's the other guy? Can't remember the other guy, but are you playing Aaron Jones, Kirk?
I am, and it's – I mean, he's my guy. I'm always on – like, they did unleash him. The workload I had, I mean, it was great. So, I mean, he got 20 rushes, and he got 4 receptions on 6 targets last week. He left a lot of points on the table. He kind of ran bad with the way that game broke, but, like, he looked good. He's just a great talent. His hamstring looked fine. They talked about unleashing him. They did. So, I'm on board. I also like in this – I mean, I'm also getting tempted to play Christian Watson this week, too, in the passing game, even though it's a tough matchup all around with Pittsburgh, pretty good defense. But yeah, I'm definitely on board with Jones. You know who's got, you know, Najee Harris is 4,900, has rattled off 3 pretty solid games, 2 touchdowns in his last 3 games. Now, if you guys don't like Mixon, I'm assuming you guys are out on Najee too. Bobby, you want to play some Najee?
I think you can make a case for Najee at that price. Like, think about what we've paid previously for Najee Harris. Now he's under 5K. Like, I don't mind that play at all. 4.9, I'll play some Najee Harris.
All right. I like it. All right. Let's see who else we got going here. So Kenneth Walker hasn't been getting the usage. It's a matchup with Washington. We talked about how, you know, they put the fire sale up on some of their best defensive players already. So is this a week where he can actually give him more run? I don't know. He only had 9 rushing attempts and 8 in the week before that in the last 2 weeks. So he's been on the decline. He's also been banged up a little bit with some sort of chest issue. They just haven't been giving him enough usage, but 6,800 is for tournaments. I'm thinking like this is a good spot for the Seahawks in general. What about him?
Yeah, Noto hit on him as leverage off the passing game. I think that makes sense. I think it's a good call in tournaments. Definitely people will be targeting Geno. They'll be targeting Seattle passing game. So I'm in lockstep with Noto. Like, I think it is a good leverage play.
My boy Montgomery's back, but can't go there with his price and with Gibbs. So we see how that whole situation goes. I don't know. What else?
What about James Conner if he's active, and if he's out, do we play the third string guy, Keontae Ingram? He's the only healthy guy on the roster, I think, if Connor's out.
I think Connor's going to play. So I hope I don't have to make that decision.
Why are you going to play him if he's active?
I think it's a good spot. I think that with Kyler back, this should be a good spot for all of them.
Yeah.
Because they're all priced down. So, yes, I would definitely will be playing him.
How much is Ingram? 4,500. That'll be a tough decision.
He got had his nice 9 rushing attempts, 8 yards. That's impressive.
That's against the Browns, though.
Yeah, but that's freaking impressive. How do you get 9 rushes and not even get a fantasy point? Not even break 1 fantasy point.
It's Tony Snell-like stuff.
I mean, I guarantee you give Chop 9 carries in that game, he will.
We got to stop going to Chop on this analogy, because I don't think even if you gave Chop 9 carries, he's getting the 1 yard. Does Chop seem like a guy at this point in his life who's getting off the couch? If you give him 9 carries, you're getting stopped all 9 times in the backfield.
Nah, Chop's getting that yard, I guarantee it. I would bet the house on it.
He's not making it to number 9, but he's getting a yard.
Okay, no, that's fair. That's fair.
More than a yard.
He's not taking. He's gonna get
more than a yard a carry.
He's getting like 1 carry, and then he's going to the locker room. We're getting the news across the ticker. You're gonna get the underdog notification. Head chopper to the locker.
I can't get the underdog notification because they blocked me for some. I have no idea.
You did probably deserve to be blocked.
Never, I don't.
They blocked you like you didn't do something.
I didn't do anything. And I looked back in my history to say if I ever mentioned them in one comment. I mentioned them one tweet where I was making fun of myself, calling myself a sports betting expert because I was putting in bets from their, like, as soon as I got the alert from their lines, you know, like to get a better line.
Are you one of those guys that asks for a refund when his prop doesn't hit and the guy gets injured?
Never. You kidding me?
He's the guy Dean talks about.
It's the craziest thing to have me
blocked. That's exactly who he is.
Having me blocked is the craziest thing. I'm like,
that isn't true. You've definitely done. You've definitely. I can't. Obviously, we know my Twitter antics, but yours are right up there. You did something. I believe you were up to no good.
Come with some facts. Come next week. Come with some facts. All right. Not true. Not true at all. I did make fun of Rendon one time when he first came over to the industry, but that's aged very well. Anyways, all right. People are going to get mad at us for
Rendon. Your prediction of how Rendon would end up has aged very well.
No, I didn't have that prediction. It was just, you know what I mean. All right. Do we have more running backs? Running back? I mean, it's not, this isn't like this, the old, you have like the old warm and fuzzies for anyone. I mean, who's maybe ETN is like the best back right now besides McCaffrey. It's hard to pay for that, but it's not, you know, that's still a kind of a tough matchup with the 49ers. And then you guys don't want to play Mixon. On board with Najee, that's gross. Like Bijan has been, we've already been told from Arthur that that he's just not, he doesn't care basically. And it's all about Algier, they love in the red zone. And Madison has busted all year. It's like, who makes you feel good? Like, this is like, we're going to have our lineups. None of these are going to feel good.
I do like Bobby's Madison call. I was looking at some expected fantasy points stuff, and he's like top two in the last few weeks. So maybe he gets going. Saints aren't as good against the run as they used to be.
Yeah, but that makes you feel good.
No.
Excited?
Is Madison coming around? Is he really coming around? I feel like he has been. And now Akers is out, correct? Didn't Akers? I got the notification last week. Akers to the locker room.
Yeah, he's on IR.
He's on IR, right? Yeah. Maybe it is a Madison. Maybe Madison writes the ship the second half here.
You got the Hornets game on, Bobby?
No, it's over. It's over.
It's over.
And so are my NBA teams. Yep, it's over.
God damn it. All right. I think about, I don't know. None of these guys feel great. I'll be playing Aaron Jones. I'm going to try to fade Pollard, I think, but it's against the Giants. So it's like, this should be like the week that they could absolutely feed him. But his role.
Why would this be the week that you get off Pollard? I think you're making a good case not to. This will be the
week. No, I got off him last week. I was off. I went anti him last week everywhere. So, I'm sick of the guy, quite frankly.
Okay.
All right, quarterback.
This will be the week. I'll be playing as much Pollard as possible.
Go get him.
I need to get a win, so I'm chasing some Pollard. You can play Mixon at 20%.
I'll play. Okay. Actually, at 40%, whatever. You can maybe bet. I'll bet that Mixon has a better game than Pollard, except it's the Giants. That's the only
thing. That's the thing. That's the whole point. That's what I'm saying. Actually,
all right, quarterback.
If it's in a vacuum, then yeah. But if it's salary based, then you're probably right. Like Mixon might. So I don't know. Your call.
All right, quarterback. Joe Burrow leading the way from an ownership perspective. Just has looked great now that he's been healthy. Back to back over 25-point games. Over 25-point games in three out of his last four. Only problem is that Higgins is out, but it gives us like some cheap options potentially at receiver to pair with him. And obviously Chase will be, if we get word that Chase is playing and that he's should be healthy and there's no like snap count talk or anything like that, then I think you got to play him. I think he'll just nuke in this scenario against Houston. Other than that, we could go with Dak again against the Giants. I mean, they just massacred them already when he played them, although Dak did absolutely nothing. What was that? That was like 40-0. That was when their defense just went absolutely ham. That was week one. Crazy week one. Brock, I mean, God, quarterback looks gross too. This slate kind of looks real. Kyler, 5,900. I'm kind of tempted.
I'll play the midget. Can I say that? Is that short shaming?
Little person.
Little person.
Little person.
Come on,
little.
2023. Come on. Be better.
I didn't mean a short shame. Sorry.
Brock Purdy is going to get some ownership. Sam Howell is the guy, like in the Seattle game. That game could kind of sneakily shoot out. And, you know, it's all about passing attempts with him, the volume. It's not efficiency, that's for sure. But like we said, against New England, 45 passing attempts. In that game, the week before that was 52. So this is a guy who's going to be chucking. Jahan Dotson's looking great. Scary Terry looks good. So I like that. Dobbs, crazy that what Dobbs did, stepped up and without knowing any of the playbook and got them their first win with him.
Well, he is like a rocket scientist, so I think it would be easier for him to pick up the playbook than most people, right?
He's like one of those speed readers. He just like pushes his fingers over the words and it
oh, I think man, he like actually interned at NASA or something. To be perfectly honest.
He did. That is true.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, but it's a tough matchup. San Francisco. Is Stroud really going to be low owned?
Jaren Jackson has been ejected for it. Just burn my teams.
Yes, he's ejected.
Yeah, he's ejected.
Woo! I'm going to win then. I'll probably win.
Yeah. Two nights in a row, Giannis and two of my ISM players.
Tyson Daniels is doing work for you. All right.
Jaren
People
Jackson.
Want to hear that. People want to hear Noto talk about his boy CJ Stroud because he was on Stroud before anybody was on Stroud first week of the season. Unfortunately, he probably got off of him on a couple of big weeks. But who do you like, Noto?
All right. I like Burrow Chalk. Fine with that. Quarterback ownership's never really something to worry about. So 15% is just fine. He's had 25 plus in three of the last four. As long as Chase is active, of course. If he's out, then probably going to have some troubles. I like Geno and Howell in that game. Like you mentioned, I think that game has sneaky shootout potential. Howell has just been – I haven't played him yet this season, and he's just been crushing every week. I think he's got 19 or more fantasy points in like six games already. And Geno, I think it's the time for him to get going. Washington, one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. Outside of that, I think it's a sneaky spot for Baker. You can kind of get off of Rashad White, or you probably play him together because Rashad White's not going to get it done on the ground. Tennessee's pass funnel, 5.1K seems pretty reasonable to me. Outside of that, I don't love a lot. Kyler's interesting. Do you think he's going to be running as much as he has in the past?
I have no clue, to be honest with you.
I don't think off the knee injury, I doubt that'll be something that they probably like. They're not going to script up run plays or like RPOs for Kyler, right? Tomorrow, it would, I don't know, possibly, but I don't think so.
Okay, Bobby, how many rushing touchdowns is Gus Edwards going to score this week? None, because we're not playing Lamar.
Yeah, exactly. He's not getting the two that he gets every week. I slam Lamar in every lineup. Yeah.
And I feel like I had Lamar. I keep playing him on Yahoo where I have like fucking 10,000 in play or whatever. And he sucks. And I feel like a fish every single time for playing. But he's so cheap. It's like we have to. But like they've been doing this the entire season, just running, you know, like any chance they get to like run the down in the red zone, they're doing it.
So Jay Sean Tate has also been ejected Friday. If you were over on Jay Sean Tate, just blow it up. But sorry for derailing the conversation. Yeah, Lamar's tough play recently, but this will be the week. I think this is the week he gets on track.
I didn't get you guys talk about Stroud. It looks like he's going to be low on coming after. Like, this is unheard of. Back in the day when someone scores 44 points, everybody plays in the next week.
Yeah, it's not DFS from 2014, though. Like, he's come to, like, 6'9". He's ahead of Joe Burrow. Obviously, he's fantastic. It becomes a situation of I think I'd prefer Joe Burrow. Ownerships kind of show that, too. Dak is right there. I think I'd prefer Dak. He was lights out. It's just a matter of the price jumping, and then I don't know. I don't think this ownership is – I think his ownership is going to be higher than what we're showing.
Yeah, I think so too. But here's the thing. I mean, he looks awesome. He's riding high. He definitely has a ceiling, and like his wide receiver options are cheap, right? It's Tank Dell, 5,500, because it's Noah Brown, who that was just ridiculous. Like the guy has never even sniffed that kind of a game before, but and Robert Woods, who's older than Head Chopper. So, and then, or we can go to tight end and play Dalton Schultz, who's that's the
guy you play with Stroud. Like he's absolutely, he just looks for him and looks for him and looks for him.
But I mean, Tank is ridiculous.
With Dak.
Tank is ridiculous too. And this game could be
Tank's just fantastic. Like everything Tank is, if there's a rookie of the year that's not at the wide receiver position, I mean the quarterback position, it's, I feel like you make the case for Tank Dell at this point, right? Or him or Achane at least. Yeah. Achane's been out though, but yeah. I don't know. Tank Dell's a stud.
All right. Anyone else you guys like we haven't touched on? We didn't mention Herbert, I don't think. He's priced high too.
Brock Purdy. He's one of the best when he's not pressured, and Jags like bottom five pressure rate.
Yeah, elite weapons. Absolutely. He hasn't, you know, coming off a bye after a couple of shaky games. Yeah, I could play Brock. Deshaun Watson. Anyone?
I'm not playing Deshaun Watson.
Browns are without three of their five offensive linemen this week, so
yeah, that's
the Ravens.
So is that we're fine? That's our defense.
I don't know. No more Deshaun for us.
I'm not the defense guy. We'll save that for Bobby.
All right, so let's move it on over. I'm just glad we're not talking about Clayton Toon and like guys like that again. Like at least we have some competent. We don't have any of the studs that we usually have with someone buys and with Josh Allen in the Sunday night game. I think he is the other Sunday or Monday. Anyway, off the slate, but I don't know. So just to sum it up, I think Dak Burrow. If people aren't going to play Stroud, I'm gonna monitor that because I don't care. I'll play Stroud.
I think people end up playing Stroud, dude.
It's because the cheap receivers are just gonna get them.
Yeah, you're just gonna end up landing on him or Burrow or just paying up in that range for quarterback, and people are just gonna associate Dell with him. So
But I love that game, so I'm on board. Like, just pick the right game and go.
Yeah. No, I don't hate that call.
All right, wide receivers. I definitely like Marquise Brown this week, 5,200. Getting Kyler back has to be a big boost. He's still priced like it's Toon. And Amon-Ra St. Brown is back in our lives, coming after a week off. And then Ja'Marr Chase, the high end. DeAndre Hopkins. Against the Tampa's a pass funnel for sure. Tough to run on. DeAndre Hopkins has already looked really strong in a couple of games. 6K is just too cheap for this spot, in my opinion. CeeDee Lamb going berserk. Will there be any pushback against the Giants? I'll probably end up on Terry. I just play Terry McLaurin every week, so I'll probably end up on Scary Terry. Ayuk is in play. A lot of good plays. Noto. Who are the best plays in your eyes?
Yeah, you mentioned DeAndre Hopkins. I'm kind of thinking about stacking that game. Both defenses are pass funnels. So you can't run on Tampa, you can't run on Tennessee. So going to have a lot of passing attempts there. And that generally leads to bigger plays, more clock stoppages, all that fun stuff. So I like Hopkins. I like the Tampa Bay guys in tournaments too, Godwin and Evans. Currently, I have the tag or the chalk tagged in Marquise Brown, Ja'Marr Chase, Tank Dell. Probably shouldn't play those three together. Probably shouldn't even play two of them together in tournaments because they're all going to be very popular. Tank's going to be the wide receiver one with Nico out. Ja'Marr is going to be wide receiver one with Higgins out. And then you mentioned Marquise just being too cheap with Kyler back. So I like them, but they're all going to be very popular. And then outside of that, I'll play a little bit of Deontay Johnson. I think he finally scored last week, so hoping it's more of a floodgate situation where he starts scoring more regularly. And the guy that the throw-up play of the week, I love DK Metcalf. He's been terrible, but Washington so bad against deep balls, and he's just been – he's getting all the air yards. He just needs to catch some of these deep passes. So give me some DK this week.
Yeah. DK or Lockett should have a big game, one of them at least, maybe even both. Did we touch on Trenton Irwin?
We should, because he's going to be in play.
3K cheaper, little 3K cheapy for us, for the boys.
I think, should we play it? I don't really feel like it's the best play. Like, usually the 3K wide receiver is going to bust, but yeah.
Last week, they just threw it to all three of their tight ends instead of Irwin. That was nuts.
Yeah. I don't know. He's 3K. Obviously, I feel like people try to make it work in cash games. I just feel like it's the easiest position to kind of get away from in tournaments. So I'm probably not going to – in larger field stuff, I definitely won't have any Irwin, I would imagine.
They go two tight end. Are they playing Boyd? And is there wide receiver two, you think?
I think Boyd would be the two. So wouldn't Boyd stay in there and it'd be Irwin that gets booted?
It's just what I'm worried about with Irwin. But he's 3K, yeah. So he's fine.
I like Keenan and Amon-Ra. It's just a matter of, like, the games pace up. It's just a matter, they're both super expensive. Did you hit on those guys, Noda? I feel like
both awesome plays, I think. Chargers, not good against the pass, not good against slot receivers. And then Keenan's just going to get a bunch of work. Josh Palmer's out again. And Mike Williams is obviously out too.
This Minnesota game could be pretty good with New Orleans. And Dobbs connected with Addison for two good plays in that game last week. And so, 5,900, as long as Jefferson is out. I'm big on Jordan Addison. I can play them. You guys have any thoughts with like Ridley or because Zay Jones being out, you know, Ridley or Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, San Fran definitely not as good against the pass as we think they are. And yeah, it's pretty pretty clear funnel there with those two when it comes to the targets. And San Fran's actually really good against tight end, so maybe it is a week to play Ridley and Kirk.
It's one or the other, though, right? Like, we're not – I don't think the two of them can go off together for whatever reason. Like, Lawrence is a 20-point guy, it seems like. There doesn't seem to be a ceiling, right? I don't know, even though there should be. I think I prefer Kirk to Ridley if I had to choose.
Kirk's a good name.
Kirk, yeah. On the show. Don't patronize you.
Maybe Keith Kirkwood this week for a touchdown. My plan was I was going to bet him for a touchdown every single week of the season and just hope that he scores a touchdown one week. But my girl got me a Keith Kirkwood jersey, and he signed it. Did I say that already? I tell you already.
See, he's still on the Saints?
Yeah, he's back on the Saints now, yeah.
Okay.
So the jersey is still vile.
Yeah. We need a Keith Kirkwood week. But all right. I just pulled up Pro Football Focus to see who has the best matchups, matchup advantage. So what I love to see, number one is CeeDee Lamb against the Giants. Makes sense. DeAndre Hopkins, number two. So I'm all in with Hopkins this week. Amon-Ra is number three for a matchup. Drake London has a good matchup. And some other guys are like Deontay Johnson.
Is Chris Olave ever going to have a big game?
Not with Carr as the QB. I've come to the realization that it's just not possible.
So they frustrating.
They do so many different things.
It is frustrating.
George Pickens, squeaky wheel narrative.
I like George. I like George. I guess George.
He deleted a bunch of stuff on social media or something.
Who, George Pickens did?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Could be the squeak. He's 5,100 too, and Dell's right there as chalk at 55. I think Pickens would be. It'd be interesting to kind of get over on. Still, you're obviously playing Dell still, but getting over on Pickens isn't the worst idea. Marquise is there at 5,200. He's also chalk. Although I think Marquise is likely very good chalk this week with Kyler back.
All right. Anyone else? Any flyers?
Rondell Moorman
at the moment. What are the Sims giving you, Bobby?
I haven't been running Sims. I'm just kind of looking at the regular stuff.
I'm going to – on my list tomorrow is to go through Sim Labs for on RG. For those that don't know, we have this new work product that's supposed to be really easy to make. To run simulations and get a lot of lineups easily without having to like put in rules for correlations and whatnot. Looks pretty good. Haven't had the time to play around. So tomorrow I'm going to do that tomorrow afternoon and I might use it this Sunday. So to TBD to tell you guys how it goes. Maybe I can give a little honest testimonial. All right. I got no one else. And let's move it on over to tight end.
Let's move it on over to tight end.
All right. It's Trey McBride, 3,500. Good game environment. We saw when he was chalk that, you know, he could move chalk can move mountains when they carried him the last 4 yards for a TD, which was just great. And then TJ Hockenson, who's a little bit banged up, but reports are that he's probably going to go, but he is listed as questionable, but he looks like he's going to get a lot of ownership. Evan Engram with, you know, one less receiver out there. So he should be in a good spot against San Francisco. He's been pretty darn good this season. So I'm on board there. Dalton Schultz, it's just been amazing. Coming off an amazing week, 11 targets, 10 receptions, 130 yards, one touchdown. Just nuked the slate, that whole stack did. Sam Laporta, this looks like 5,700. So if people are going to pay up for 5,000 for Hockenson, I mean, Sam Laporta at 5,700 catches my eye there. Other than that, with Arthur Smith, he can't not mention Janu whenever they ask him questions. So didn't they gave him a run? Didn't they give him a design run or something too?
Jet sweep on the 1 yard line.
Yeah. Gotta use Jonnu. Former Patriots legend, Jonnu Smith. Who do you like the best, Noto?
Yeah, I like Hockenson. If Dobbs can make Zach Ertz look fantasy relevant, then I think he's gonna be pretty good with Hockenson. But he's questionable. He's dealing with an injury. So just going to wait and see on that one. I don't mind McBride. I don't really remember. Does Kyler Murray throw to his tight ends a lot?
He threw to Zach Ertz, too, for what it's worth. Like, Zach Ertz has kind of revived his career in Philly the last 2 years, right? So,
all right. So, yeah, I'm good playing McBride. And then love Dalton Schultz. I mean, he's just been crushing. No Nico Collins. Bengals 31st in fantasy points allowed to tight ends. If you want to go real cheap, Chigo Kongwu. Looks like Treylon Burks is out again. And I like Hopkins a lot, but I don't mind going to Okongwu at 3K.
I love the Schultz call. I'll be right back to Schultz. I played him last week. Yeah, I think he's a very good play. Ferguson at 4'6", don't mind him. I think he's interesting. Everyone's going to go to Lamb. They're going to try to make Pollard work. And Dak, we know how Dak loves his tight ends, so Ferguson at 4'6", I think, is fine. Trey McBride at 3'5", it's going to be difficult for me. Like, I feel like Yeah, he's a good play, but I also like to X the tight end. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting situation. It's a very cheap stack, I will say, with Kyler, Marquise Brown, and Trey McBride, though. So maybe I won't get fully away from Trey McBride, but he's definitely your cash game tight end, I would imagine. What else was there?
I already know who I like.
Mark Andrews.
Oh, no. I mean, I always like Mark Andrews, but I got a cheapie. Big Irv Smith, 2,700 with Higgins out.
I like the Irv call a lot. The
problem is,
I know the timeshare, there's four of them. I get it. Is that what you're going to say?
He didn't play for like two quarters last week. I don't.
But it only takes one quarter for the GOAT, you know? It only takes a quarter. They have four freaking tight ends that they use. Irv Smith, Drew Sample, Wilcox, and Tanner Hudson. But I think Irv is the most talented guy there. Did get a touchdown, so he's 2,700. I'll take some gamble, especially if doesn't look like he's going to pick up any ownership at this point. Maybe that'll all change, but Big Irv for me.
Big Irv. Just realized that I called Okongwu, getting my Hawk center and Titans tight end mixed up there.
It went right by me. Got it by me. Cade Otton.
Oh, I got a name. What about Taysom Hill? He could run it in. He can throw it in. He can catch a touchdown.
I don't know why I just don't play Taysom every week.
Less than 1%
for all the reasons you just gave.
It's the Swiss Army knife.
He really is.
Last 4 weeks, 12, 17, 22, 21 fantasy points.
And if Kamara is the chalk, like, you just definitely play Taysom every time. You don't even hesitate. You just play Taysom.
5,100. He's getting 5 targets a game, 8 rushing attempts a game, and he's throwing it at least once a game.
And high quality, like red zone touches, like a high, I know, yeah. Red zone rushes too.
High equity touches for, as who would have thunk it, Taysom Hill, but still two coaches in, he's still getting the same love that what's his name gave him there in Denver now. Yeah, I don't know. Peyton, yeah. You got to figure, like, you had to have something on Peyton, but now what does he have on Allen that he doesn't want released?
Yeah, he seems better now, and he's like 35.
He does seem better now.
All right.
Tight ends.
You know, you ready, Bobby?
Yep. Let me slide over here.
The Bobby Gomes.
Defensive DFS play.
Defensive segment.
So, interesting. Paying up for a tight end has been working. I don't think that I'm going to pay up for the Cowboys this week at 4,400, but the Browns were worked out for us. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. Who's my defensive call? The Washington Commanders at 2.9. I think they're the play. They're cheap. Who are they playing? They're playing Seattle. Everyone's forcing in the Seattle pass catchers. Maybe play some Commanders defense. Get a little leverage off everyone playing the Seattle offense, I guess.
And all right.
I know I should give another one, but I'm just going to leave it with Seattle and Uinoto can do the rest. I mean, the Commanders and Uinoto can do the rest.
I mean, if there was ever a chalk 4,400 defense that you could see absolutely smashing, that it would be the Cowboys against the Giants.
Yeah.
Tough to get to, tough to pay a premium for that. The Cardinals look pretty good for cheap against Atlanta, 2,500. Other than that, I don't really know. Maybe the Browns, just because they're such an elite defense against that's tough. In Baltimore, but
divisional game too.
No, you got a diamond in the rough here.
Yeah, give me the Ravens. Browns without three offensive linemen. Deshaun's terrible. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think they're going to be playing with the lead. And they're expensive for sure, but they're going to be a lot lower on than the Cowboys, I think.
Yeah, so maybe this is a Gus Edwards week. Oof.
He got 5 carries last week, 2 touchdowns.
No, I know. It's been 2 weeks in a row too, right? Like, I feel like it's 4 touchdowns the last 2 weeks. I don't
this'll
know.
This will be the Lamar week because I'm not playing him. And Zay Flowers, just I played him 3 weeks in a row and just got nothing.
Just 1 catch last week, right?
Just forcing to Odell. I don't understand.
Yeah, they were forcing it to Odell. And they gave Bateman, like, the squeaky wheel narrative too, and he just totally – they didn't, like – he got some looks, but it seemed like they were definitely trying to get it to Odell. Odell ended up getting the TD too.
I think it was his birthday. I missed that in the underdog updates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The birthday narrative is strong in NFL.
Well, it's definitely strong for Odell because you know that they'd be, for whatever reason, they just feel the need. So.
Yeah, that was because of the game they could have just get called it for anybody.
Yeah, they could have called it.
Perfect spot for them when they were just blowing. It was a blowout. I'm just looking at Yahoo to see if we got any cheap defenses, things that catch them. I think the Seahawks are going to be chalk. I could play the Packers against Pitt cheap. I could play the Lions against the Chargers for cheap. And the 49ers are only $14. I could do that too. All right. You guys got your favorite stacks. One for large field, Millie Maker. Also another one for small field, unless you think it's just one for both. Higher dollar, small field stuff. And then I'll pull up a couple of UFC picks for the boys. What do you got, Noto, for your favorite stack?
Favorite stack, I'm going with Geno to DK and maybe bring it back with McLaurin. Depends on if Curtis Samuel ends up playing in this one. If not, you can just play Geno to DK. And then I also like the Titans and Tampa Bay game. Again, I think that's, you know, 2 pass funnels. So I'll go Baker to Mike Evans and Hopkins on the ring back.
What do you
got, Kirby? I'm not. You go, Kirby. Right. I'm not ready.
I mean, I can't lie. So I think this Houston game is. I know it's chalk. It's gonna go nuts. I think this is the spot with value on both sides, cheap options, competent quarterback play. Both teams like to air it out. So I'll take Stroud for the higher price, and I'll load him up with Schultz and Tank. And then bring it back with either Jamar and maybe my Irv at tight end. I think I'll do that, at least for the small dollar stuff. Like, that's what I did with last week, too. I loved the Cowboys game. I loved the Eagles game, so I just went Dak as opposed to Jalen. So I'll just do the same concept here. If I had to get a little freaky, real out there one, man – I think I would go Jared Goff and with Amon-Ra. I know it's and then hope that, you know, Montgomery doesn't get a ton of running back usage, and, you know, they use Gibbs a little bit more in the air in the passing game, and this game kind of shoots out. And then run it back with Keenan, obviously, or Eckler if I can make it work. So I'm going to need some value all around, but I think that's doable. So those are my 2, Bobby.
Yeah, I like the golf call. I definitely like Amon-Ra. I like targeting that, like Noto said, Baker and then Will Levis and their pass catchers in that Tampa Bay Tennessee game. I'm going to go with Brock Purdy and McCaffrey in that just running back, quarterback, running back, basically stack. I think Purdy kind of gets lost in translation. San Fran gets lost in translation. You can run it back with, like, Kirk, I guess. So Purdy, McCaffrey, and then Kirk on the other side. Or Purdy, Ayuk, and then Kirk on the other side.
All right. Huge UFC card tomorrow. I'm not ready for my final bets, but I'll tell you right now, I'm probably going to be betting – it's scary, but on Tom Aspinall in the co-main event, these are like two monster heavyweights, and this Pavlovich guy he's fighting is just, we have nothing to ever see of him out of the first round. He just takes care of business. He just smashes everybody. He's like Ivan Drago. But I think Aspinall has a lot of upside. He's got a ton of grappling that he could use, and he's also super quick. So he's got to avoid getting he's got to get out of the first round. He's got to or at least to be the one that is hitting. He have to get some good shots in on Pavlovich. But if he can avoid that big, you know, flurry in the first round, he should be able to use it. He should be better skilled pretty much everywhere. So I'll take him. And then an underdog I kind of like is Diego Lopez. And I really like John Castaneda. He's minus 125 against Kang, Kung Ho Kang. So those are my plays. I'm going to have more of them, but Aspinall is going to be a pretty heavy bet for me, I think. All right. Any final word for the people? Noto?
Nah, thanks for watching. Pretty close to Thanksgiving. Kind of crazy. Best slate of the year. But, yeah, thanks for watching. Leave a nice comment for Kirk. He appreciates it.
Yeah, leave a nice comment for Kirk, guys, please.
We did. We got nice comments last week. We had one that just came in there to say something rude, but everyone else was pretty good. So thank you for watching. This has been the RGDFS Tournament Takes Podcast Week 10 edition. We will be back next week with a ton of energy, I promise you. We will be energized, ready to go, and we're going to smash. I hope you guys smash this week. I hope to smash this week. Listeners, smash this week too. So thanks.